Elisha's Miracle, 2 Kings chapter 2-4. God took Elijah up to heaven. Elijah was talking to Elisha when suddenly horses of fire appeared, pulling a chariot of fire. Then Elijah was taken up into heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha was sad because Elijah had gone. God called upon Elisha to be a prophet in Elijah's place. Down by the river, Elisha struck the water with Elijah's clothes. Just then, the water split into two and he was able to cross the river. Elisha spread God's word to the king and people who did not believe in God. He also did many miracles, and he helped many people in need. One day, a poor widow came to Elisha. "Elisha, the rich man, took my sons as slaves, for I was not able to pay back my debts." Elisha asked the widow, "What do you have in your house?" "Only a bottle of oil." "Borrow lots of empty jars and put them in your house. Close the door behind you and spread all the jars." The widow spread all the jars in her house, as Elisha told her to do. And she was in for a very big surprise. Every jar was filled with oil. "Sell the oil and pay back your debt, then live with your sons." God had given this gift to Elisha. There was a woman from Shunem who served Elisha well. She prepared a room for him every time he came to Shunem. Elisha blessed the woman. "Next year, you will be able to have a son." The woman had a son just as Elisha had said. The Shunammite loved her son and brought him up with great care, but one day the boy got sick. "My head, my head," the boy kept crying out loud and then died. The woman wept and called for Elisha. "Why did you give me a child that was going to die anyway?" Elisha put his hand on the boy's hand. He put his eye on the boy's eye and his lips on the boy's lips. Thereupon, the boy sneezed 7 times and opened his eyes.